Well, we've been looking at the specifics of Florida's 172 organic operations that were assessed in the 2008 Organic Production Survey. And Jeff Guider, director of the Florida Agricultural Statistics Service, says the numbers may be small, but they are significant.
In terms of total agriculture in Florida, it's a small percentage, but the $43 million is a good measure of where that niche part of the industry is.
Guider believes that the numbers add some legitimacy to the concept of organic farming.
I mean, we don't have a large number of farms, but over 8,000 acres of organic crops, and the sales of organic products was over $43 million in 2008, so that's not a small number.
And Guider adds that it looks as if the organic segment will continue to grow as the survey asked the growers about their five-year production plan.
And in the U.S. as a whole, 37% indicated that they were planning to increase their production, and another 41% that they would maintain their current level. So that's 78% of the farms plan to either maintain or increase.
And the Florida numbers were also in line with the thought of sustaining the practice.
44% said they were planning to increase their production, and another 33% said they had indicated plans to maintain the current level. So again, 77% of the farms, these organic farms, are planning to at least maintain their current level of production.
The 2008 Organic Production Survey was a follow-on to the 2007 Census of Agriculture, and Guider says they hope it will bring more interest into this growing sector of agriculture.
I think it'll probably generate a lot of interest around the state and around the country, because we did this survey in every state, and hopefully it'll provide the data, the statistics that are necessary for people to make some decisions.
For the full report on the Organic Production Survey, visit nass.usda.gov. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.